Well, good morning. There you go. You got a hand clap. Woo! We are so glad to see you this morning on this 23rd Sunday after Pentecost. And we're glad that you're with us in worship today. And it's good to see all your smiling faces. And as we've gathered to worship the Lord and give our thanks as we've been kind of emphasizing this whole month. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about, do you know what God's favorite day is? And so we want to welcome those that may be listening online later in the week. And so let's stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father.
Let's join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. Creator God, for life and creation, we praise you.
Wonder and gratitude.
Loving Christ, for grace and salvation, we bless you.
Joy and gratitude.
Holy Spirit, for life's giftedness, we thank you. Well, let's join together there and express our thanks together this morning as we sing that hymn, 89, Come Ye Thankful People, Come. Come ye thankful people, come, raise the song.
Store in his garner evermore.
Well, let's join together for our opening prayer in the bulletin this morning. Awesome God, we give you thanks. You bring us strength when we are weak, courage when we cannot stand. You fill our hearts with your glory and bless our being with your grace. Sing through us that we may give voice to your greatness. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And you're going to all have to follow along on the PowerPoint this morning because this hymn is not in our hymn book. So we plow the fields and scatter. We plow the fields and scatter the good seed on the land. But it is fed and watered by God's almighty hand. He sends the snow in winter, the warmth to swell the grain, the breezes and the sunshine, and soft refreshing rain. But anyways, I still love that hymn. I know there's a lower version of it because I don't ever remember it being that high. Oh, well. Well, we are going to invite our children to come forward this morning. They would make their way down. Well, how about, are you getting excited about Thanksgiving?
Do you like turkey, mashed potatoes, and gravy?
No. Oh, we're on one. I'm glad. Brent, you're with me then. We got this. We'll just, that'll be more for us to eat then.
Well, what about pumpkin pie?
Oh, there we go. With Cool Whip.
Oh, yes.
Oh yeah, that's even better. You cannot ever have enough Cool Whip on your pumpkin pie. A what? Oh, he just wants to eat Cool Whip. Well, that works too. Now, I particularly like Cool Whip better than the one that goes. So we know what you're thankful for, aren't you? Ready Whip, or whatever that's called. Anybody know? Is that it? So what are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? We'll talk a little bit about this next week. So if you want to pick one thing, you can. We'll talk more about it next week.
Thanksgiving.
What?
Thanksgiving.
Oh, you're thankful for Thanksgiving. That's because we were just talking about Cool Whip and Ready Whip. No, but you know what? I'm always thankful for Thanksgiving. I'm a turkey person. So, but I gotta have some gravy. Oh, you don't like gravy? You're thankful for food, yes, and that's what we're going to eat on Thanksgiving. Yeah. What? The best part is food. Yeah. Okay. Not NFL football. Yeah. We like food better. We like food better than football. Yeah. I remember my cousins and I played when we were your age outside. Sometimes it was snowing. Sometimes it wasn't on Thanksgiving Day. But my great uncles were all in the living room watching football games and everything. So, but yeah. Now, let's think about this. So oftentimes we are thankful for certain things. Our parents, house we live in, clothes we have, food, and you'll get to share some of those next week because I'll ask you. So you can be thinking ahead, and maybe you'll come up with something really unique, like your pet rabbit or whatever, I don't know. But let's think about, how about thankful for today? Thankful for today. In other words, every morning when you get up, you get another day. I know you're so thankful for food. But, you know, you get to get up. You get to put your clothes on. You get to go down and probably eat breakfast. And some of you go to school. And or maybe, well, I think almost everybody's going to school now, aren't they? And and you get to see your friends. And then you come home, and then you do your homework. Are you thankful for your homework?
No!
She keeps going, no.
You don't have homework.
Yeah, I was going to say it.
She's in kindergarten.
Yeah, in kindergarten, they don't have too much homework in kindergarten. At least not that I can remember.
Do you have homework? No, you don't. You can't say
She said yes anyways. You guys are great this morning. I don't know why they're interacting here good. But every day, we get to get up, and we get to breathe, and run, and play, and do things, and eat food, and come home, and do our homework, and then play, or do chores, whatever you have to do. And, oh, there you go. You go outside and play football. Or maybe I know some of you are in soccer, or wrestling now is starting. Yes, so basketball, yes. All of those things. And you get to have fun every day, and that's a good thing. And you even get to eat, maybe not all the time, cookies, ice cream, brownies, all the good stuff.
chocolate. So, why are we thankful for today and each day? It's because of all those things we talked about. Okay, you can head on downstairs. They are wound up for Miss Linda this morning.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that, but maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning as we go to our time of prayer. And so we will begin. Who would like to start? Okay. The port, yeah.
Take that port out. Now she has an open sore, and until that heals, she's off the transplant list.
Ooh, yes, and
she can't be on the transplant list until that's healed.
Well, then we definitely need to. Yes, I know. Any kind of infections or anything like that affects all that.
Had a really bad time with it.
Yeah, and Megan's been on our monthly prayer list for quite a while, at least a year, I think it's been, or so, but. Yes, we definitely want to pray for Megan this morning. I saw some other hands. Yep.
Unspoken.
Okay, unspoken. Yep.
Keep Michelle in your prayer. She had her spine surgery 2 weeks ago now, and they're hoping that a lot of the symptoms that she was having before will kind of go away. So just kind of recovering and prayer for that.
Who was this again?
Michelle.
Okay. Well, I thought it was Michelle, but I was trying to think, well, I know a Michelle. Where's she at? Is she back there? But I didn't think that was the one because I had never heard of anything about that one. But yeah. So we want to remember Michelle in our prayers then. Somebody else. Yeah.
Unspoken.
Okay. Someone else this morning. Yep. Okay, wait a minute. So who is on, who's getting prayed for? Because I heard Chris, but that's not who.
Kim.
Kim, okay. Yeah, she needs a real miracle, doesn't she?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, for Kim. Yes. I remember so many of our folks that have had that cataracts taken off, and it's like, you know, it's like I can see. It's a new thing. So, yeah. Somebody else. Somebody else. Yes.
Angela Cox, it's my daughter's mother-in-law. She has cancer throughout her body.
Oh. Did you say Ann?
Angela.
Angela, okay. Okay. Well, someone else.
There's not seem to be a lot to do, but pray for her anyhow.
Yes, yes. And also the family too. Yeah. Someone else. Yeah.
Two unspoken. And then pray for Aunt Sharon Curtis. She fell and she has a very, very deep wound in the bottom of her leg. And it's more of just, she's 90, so just the healing and the frustration of not being able to, she's got to keep her leg up. And so, but
Yeah. So for sharing.
The last time I seen it, but you know, it's deep. So.
Yeah, and as we get older, we all know things like that take a lot longer to heal. And so, yes. Somebody else? Anybody else this morning?
The Mill Hospital. Uncle Walt died last night.
Okay. So we want to pray for the Millhouse family with the loss of that loved one. Anybody else? Yep.
I think maybe we ought to pray for the council Wednesday night when we make our final decisions on the renovation of our church here.
Yep. We can do that. And as we decide on all the things before we put our... Or not, I'm not putting my John Hancock on it, but whoever is doing that, the ones that are. And yes, so, but it's, yeah. Somebody else?
Thanksgiving for Dana and Kathy coming through their wreck with Justa.
Yeah, some of you don't know that. Dana and Kathy were down by Little York and got hit, and that... Her, the lady that hit there spun off and hit somebody else, and the they probably would have been really good until the airbags went off. And yeah, Dana's kind of bruised up and sore. Kathy's here this morning, and but we're thankful that they, yes, very much so, that they were okay through that. And if you know, if you've been in a car accident, you understand what that's like. So anybody else? Yes, definitely. We want to continue remembering Brenda as she's finished her last treatment, but Don was saying it just wiped her out. I want to continue praying for Judy and for Jean, and then, as we mentioned, that was already mentioned, for Greg, and so we appreciate your prayers for all of them too. So as we go to prayer this morning, and maybe you have your own need. Oh, yep.
Sorry. This week is the memorial service for my brother-in-law's uncle, his remains coming back. So just prayers that safety for the trip down, and that his body and remains get back here where they need to be.
Yes, the Tuesday is the processional. Yeah, I think they're flying in. The Army's flying them into Cincinnati. It was originally Dayton, but I think it got moved to Cincinnati, and there'll be a big processional. And then on Wednesday is the funeral in Wilmington. And, returned his remains from the Korean War. And he was 19, they were saying, when he went missing. And so 70 some years that they didn't know where he was. So anybody else then? Okay. Well, as she plays, you'll get a chance to pray there, and you can lift up some of your needs or some of these names or situations that may come to your mind while you're praying as she plays. And then I'll come and close us out. Our gracious Lord, we do lift our voices to you and worship you and tell you that we love you today for all that you do in our lives, for your goodness, for sending Jesus, And that showed us the way of peace and new life and all that we received because he was willing, out of love, to go all the way, even facing that death on a cross. And we're grateful for all that he provided for us, our salvation, for grace and healing and peace and joy and so many things, because he opened up a new way of life that's part of new creation that we get to experience a little bit in this world of pain and suffering. And Lord, we lift up those today that have been mentioned, many of them that are suffering and hurting and struggling in so many different ways, whether it's physically or financially or emotionally or however ways that involves, and spiritually. And so we lift up the different ones that were mentioned today for Michelle, Lord, as she is recovering from surgery, God. For Megan, Lord, with this infection around that port area, God, we ask for healing there, Lord, and bring wholeness. For Amy, Lord, with for recovery and healing after that heart attack and stent that was placed in. For Cheryl today, God, Lord, and for Kim, God, and for Angela, these three where cancer just seems to be just spreading. And God, we just ask for a miracle for each one of them. We pray for wisdom for the doctors as they're trying to figure out what to do and how to handle this. And we pray for faith and courage for each one of them in the midst of that. And Lord, we lift up Greg today for your healing touch and your healing grace for him. Lord, we lift up Sharon with this wound, Lord, today, your healing touch. For Judy and Jean, and Lord, we lift up each one of them today, God, for your healing and strength and grace to be with them. Lord, we lift up the Millhouse and the Del Camp family there and the extended family, Lord, with God, with the loss and the recovery, Lord, that's going on there. God, we pray for your grace and your comfort and your peace, Lord, and we thank you for that today. Thank you for Dana and Kathy, Lord, that you were looking out for them and they weren't seriously hurt or injured. But Lord, we pray for your strength and grace for them as they are feeling the shock and the pain of being in that accident, God. And we pray for your healing touch there. Lord, we lift up our council meeting coming up Wednesday night that you'll just guide and direct. Thank you so much for our leaders and the team, the trustees, and now council that's been working behind the scenes about all of this. And we just ask for your guidance and direction and lead us there. Lord, we pray for these four unspoken needs that were mentioned and maybe other unspoken needs that did not get mentioned today as folks have come in. Lord, we just ask that you would meet those needs and that you would work in each of those situations and grant your grace and your peace and your guidance and your leading there. Lord, we pray that we join with those that may have lifted up something that they were facing or something that they could not share. God, we join with them and ask for your touch and your answer to what is going on in their lives. And we're so grateful and thankful for all of that. We're thankful for everything that you do in our lives, for your grace and your peace and your love, and for family and friends and food and roofs on our head and jobs where we can work gain employment and produce wealth and be a blessing, God, in so many of the different ways. And Lord, we ask your blessing on the rest of this service. Lord, may you guide us and lead us and bless us during this time and send us forth to be your lights in the world. As we ask all of these things now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for joining us in prayer this morning. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. Thank you for your faithfulness. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. Generous God, you bless us with life and presence. May our offering help sustain righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from Psalm 118 this morning. Psalm 118, it is one of our lectionary psalms choices for today. And we're going to be reading verses 1 through 4, 14 through 17, and 21 through 24. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, His steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, His steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, His steadfast love endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. There are glad songs of victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. I thank you that you answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. I'm going to share with you a true story from the Butterball Turkey Hotline. I don't know if you realize there is a Butterball Turkey Hotline that you can call. It's an 800 number. Now, I have one on here, but I don't know if it's the right one. I didn't try calling it. And you can call to find out, give directions to you about... a woman called the 800 number to find out how long it would take to roast her turkey. The answer to the question came along, and the lady said, ask her how much her bird weighed. And the woman responded, this is true, by the way, I don't know. It's still running around outside. There you go. Some live turkeys going on there. I want to talk to you this morning about thankful for today. Now, I've shared this before with you, so I'm going to share it again. Dear Lord, so far today, I'm doing all right. I have not gossiped. I haven't lost my temper. I haven't been greedy or grumpy or nasty or selfish or overindulgent. However, in a few minutes, when I get out of bed, I will need a lot more help after that. Amen. Do you know what God's favorite day is? Today. Why? Today is designed for giving thanks to God who is good and whose steady or steadfast or unfailing love lasts forever. We can rejoice and be glad in it because of that. Whether we give thanks today is really up to each of us. Being grateful and thankful for today is oh so important. And I found that true in my life. When I begin my day thanking God, or when I forget, which is more often than I want to admit. But how do we do that? How do we do that? Here's the first thing I want you to see. By not missing today. By not missing today. Now you might be thinking, well, what do you mean by that? Well, when the day starts off wrong, isn't it amazing how the whole day can be off? You ever been there before? Well, I have. It's one bad morning and it just seems like the whole day is just off, that whole day. And so it's important, I think, when we rise in the morning to give thanks for today. Why? Well, if we're not careful, we can let yesterday rob us of our thanks for today. And, I was thinking about that. And you could even say rob our joy for today. I think we've all faced that in our lives at one time or another. There are a lot of people here, and I know there's been times when I've let this happen to me. where we're stuck in or paralyzed by something that happened yesterday or in our past. And the thing is we can't live like that. I mean, we got to let go. Because if we're bogged down by the regrets of yesterday, and then somehow we get bogged down every day with the uncertainties that come with that type of thinking. And I know you've been there. I've been there. I mean, there's things that I just, that were there. They weren't always up front. They didn't bother me every day, but there was things just kind of hiding in the back, so to speak. And things that I maybe, and then something would happen and it would trigger it. And I'm like, I thought I got over that, or I got rid of that, or let go of that, or whatever. And some of these things just kind of hang around. That's what I mean by kind of getting stuck in. And then that, along with some fears that come along, we don't always make good, positive, forward-thinking, faith-filled decisions. And it affects our today. And so if we're not careful, we can let yesterday rob us of our thanks for today. Second, if we're not careful, we can let tomorrow rob us of our thanks, or rob our thanks for today. There are many people, and I've met them, and there's been a few times where I got stuck in that mode. And it really is a mode that gets in there, where we're always looking for something better. I can remember when I first graduated from seminary and had my degree, and I had went for my first church, and I pastored about a year in that first church, and I got, for some reason, I got stuck in this little mode that was in the back of my head churning. Wonder what church I should be pastoring next. Yes, yes, Brad, I see that expression on your face. It was there. No, serious. Yeah, that look is, you know, when I look back at that, it was there. And it was right there, you know. And because there's this thing about in ministry about advancing. Yeah, you got to advance. You know, if you want to be significant, you got to pastor a bigger church or whatever. And that kind of got unintentionally got ingrained in our thinking when we would go to retreats, pastors' retreats and stuff like that. Because who do they invite? The mega church pastors, you know, that's talked about how they started off with 20 people and now they pastor a church of 1,000. And you get that kind of spinning in your head. And sometimes we can get in that. Well, if I just said this was a little better, if that was a little bit better. And sometimes then we worry or we're anxious about that, wishing for tomorrow. And you know what that does? And we all know it. And Jody will say something to me once in a while. She'll say, you're thinking about this, you're thinking about that, and you're not present now. And we miss what's there right in front of us. And Jesus told his followers this: stop worrying or being anxious about tomorrow. For tomorrow will bring with it its own worries. So we're kind of like piling up all those worries onto us for today. And he goes on to say, each day has enough trouble. And what happens is that those two aspects, yesterday and tomorrow, if we're not careful, can rob us of not only being thankful, but even the joy that we should be enjoying each day of our lives. I know one area where we all have been there. Now, if you're younger, you haven't reached that point. But one day, and all of our older folks will understand this perfectly well, 4 more years and I can retire. 3 more years, I can retire. 2 more years, I can retire. 10 more years, I can, you know. And so what do we do? We're already thinking about tomorrow. You know, we've all been there. And yeah, so that kind of a mode, though, sometimes can miss out on some of our best lives. And currently, I'm supposed to be living through the years that are supposed to be the best and most productive of my life. I sometimes wonder about that. But anyways, no, I take that back. I am enjoying life, yes, and my ministry here. I was just thinking about that driving out this morning. So the whole point is not missing today. All those things can rob us where we miss today. Instead, we're to be thankful for today, which was the title of the message. And why is that? Why is that so important? Because of this, and I just alluded to it. Thanksgiving assists us in enjoying today. We want to be able to enjoy each day. The psalmist declares this right now, this moment, this day, the Lord has made, or in some translation it says has acted, which means God each day is acting on our behalf. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The past is gone. Today is the day that God has made and is acting on our behalf. You know, I grew up singing that. I think I first learned it in VBS as a kid, and then later on as a teenager in church. You know it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. We will, or I will, depending on which one they put up on the screen. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. And then it keeps going. But when you start to sing that often enough, it becomes an encouraging song. And there's no way you can sing that song without being lifted up and encouraged and thankful for that day. And that's kind of the point. Today, this day, God made and acts on our behalf. What an amazing encouragement to you and I. And so thanksgiving assists us in enjoying today and knowing that God has made that for us and is acting on our behalf in that day. And then our daily gratefulness, and I've seen this happen in my life. I've seen the opposite happen in my life, and I'll say something about that in a minute. But our daily gratefulness spills over onto others. But guess what? Our daily grumpiness can spill over onto others. Yes, yes, we all understand that. But in our reading today, the psalmist uses two Hebrew words for thanksgiving or thanking. Yada, which means to give thanks, and toda, which is the word for thanksgiving. And each of them are about voicing our appreciation for what God has done, both personally as individuals and corporately when we come together. In fact, giving thanks is not only for God to hear, but it's for others to hear. Like giving a testimony or sharing our joys. I think if I remember right, there's been a few times, and few being more than three or so, more than that, over my years here at the church, and there's been occasions on a Sunday where we had more joys than concerns. That's a good thing. That's a good thing to have more joys. Expressing thanks draws others into doing the same and builds up its congregation. I mean, because who wants to be around the people that, who wants to be around the kind of people that are gloom, despair, and agony on me? Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If you remember Hee Haw. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. In other words, the only luck they had was bad. Gloom, despair. You know what I'm saying. But thankfulness and joy and all of that, that's catching. It people see it and spot it immediately when we're like that. Helen Mallencote wrote the following poem entitled I am. I was regretting the past and fearing the future. Suddenly, my Lord was speaking, my name is I am. I waited. There was a pause. And then I heard inside me, when you live in the past with its mistakes and regrets, it's hard. I'm not there. My name is not I was. When you live in the future with its problems and fears, it's hard. I'm not there. My name is not I will be. When you live in the moment, it is not hard because I am here. My name is I am. God's favorite day is today. Remember that each day we live is a gift, and God's very covenant name, Yahweh, I am that I am, is with us. A day to be grateful, a day to be thankful, and for another today. So thank God in the morning for another day of life, and thank God in the evening for getting you through the day. With Christ, today is a new day to start again, to start afresh. God's favorite day. Amen.
Amen.
Well, take a few moments and greet one another this morning. Share that blessing. And then we'll close out with our chorus, Give Thanks. As we close out this morning, we're going to sing that chorus we often sing in November. Give thanks with a grateful heart. So let's sing it through there. You can see we sing each of the one parts twice there. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks. because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. It's all right. I think the piano would be better. But anyways. Okay, let's join together for our benediction. Go forth thankful for all God does for us.
We give thanks with grateful hearts.
This is the day God has made. May we rejoice and be glad in it. And may God's peace lead us each day. Amen.